Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The man arrested in connection with an Amber Alert has been arrested on two complaints, including murder, according to Oklahoma County jail records. Victor Minares was arrested on complaints of murder and desecrating a human corpse. Law officers were searching for Minares and 7-month-old Jody Minares. Minares was arrested Wednesday night in northwest Oklahoma City. Norman police were called on February 19th in reference to a domestic situation at a home, and the mother of the baby said Minares took the child after attacking her. A man died in a McPherson County traffic accident Wednesday on I-135 about 12 miles north of McPherson. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a northbound semi-tractor trailer hit the guardrail on the east side of the roadway, went into a ditch, and ran through a fence before coming to rest in a field. 63-year-old Roger Bloyd of Salina was pronounced dead at the scene. The KHP says he may have suffered a medical condition that caused the crash.
Authorities say they have positively identified the body found Saturday near Haven as that of a Kansas teenager missing since last summer.
The Hutchinson News reports that a landowner found the remains Saturday on his property. It was identified through dental records as that of 17-year-old Laura Dory of Haven. Dory had been reported missing by her family on June 13th. The Reno County Sheriff's Facebook page says the cause of death remains under investigation. A posting on the Kansas Missing and Unsolved Facebook page at the time of her disappearance said that the teen was, quote, clinically depressed and did not have her medication. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Immigrants working on a remote Kansas ranch toil in a type of servitude to pay back their employer for the cost of smuggling them into the country. And that's according to five people who worked at Fuller Cattle Company. One former worker shared a pay stub with the Associated Press showing that he took home a little over $200 for 2 weeks of nearly constant work, or just over $1 an hour. Company deducted $1,300 cash advance repayment. Company attorney says the allegations are simply not true.
Kansas lawmakers voted yesterday to move forward with a bill that would require school districts to post their anti-bullying policy on their websites. Under current state law, it's not required. Lawmakers said while the bill is a good step, it doesn't go far enough. Here's Republican Representative Willie Dove of Bonner Springs.
Because there should be some things within the bill that have consequences, but yet we don't put consequences in these bills because it would never go anywhere.
Lawmakers will take final action on the bill today.
It's been 3 weeks since the deadly shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, and the community is still recovering.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos becoming the latest high-ranking official to visit on Wednesday, meeting with students and promising swift action to make schools safer, including President Trump's controversial proposal to arm some faculty and staff members.
That's a model that can be adopted and should be an option for schools, for states, for communities.
But getting lawmakers to act won't be easy. Congress isn't scheduled to debate or vote on any new safety or gun control measures anytime soon. So some victims are turning to the courts, filing a lawsuit against Broward County, the school board, and the sheriff's office. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
These days, insults are pretty commonplace on social media, but can you go to jail for calling someone a dirty name? It happened to one woman in Georgia.
Ann King was upset her ex-husband didn't pick up some medicine for their sick son, so she went to Facebook to vent, calling her police officer X a dirty name. Days later, King and a woman who wrote the comment for her found themselves behind bars, charged with criminal defamation of character, an offense which was declared unconstitutional in 1982. A judge tossed the charges out, but now King is suing her ex and a police captain who helped him write the criminal complaint that led to her arrest. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a mostly clear and cold start to the day for us. Our temperature is likely going to be in the low 50s by around noontime, breezy and 57 this afternoon. Clear overnight and not as cold, our low 36, and then sunny and warmer on Friday with a high in the low 70s. We'll be clouding up again Friday night, our next chance of rain possibly on Saturday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 29 degrees, northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 29, Ted, is cold, but without much wind, it's not as bad as it has been, I guess. Had a sunny, windy day across Kansas Wednesday. High temperature yesterday, 54 degrees. Normal is 55. And Wichita recorded a wind gust of 31 miles per hour. So, quite a bit less wind today.
Which wasn't even close to where it was on Tuesday.
That's true. Yeah. True. On this date, this is, by the way, March 8th.
March 8th.
On this date in 1965, the United States landed its first combat troops in South Vietnam, as 3,500 Marines arrived to defend the U.S. airbase at Da Nang. The Marines had landed.
3,500 Marines.
Yeah, and it grew to quite a few more than that before the whole thing was over, of course. And
yeah, General Westmoreland kept saying, we need more people over here if you want to do this.
And usually it's the Marines who go in and do the heavy lifting on stuff like that. They'll tell you that anyway. Have a couple of guys, a couple of high school classmates who were in the Marine Corps in Vietnam, served over there. We salute all the Marines today and every
Certainly
day.
Certainly do.
Spring break underway, and the beer is already flowing onto a Florida interstate highway. Okaloosa County Sheriff's official said on Facebook Wednesday, a tractor-trailer carrying Busch beer spilled its cargo onto Interstate 10 in the Florida Panhandle. Florida Highway Patrol says the driver failed to maintain his lane, resulting in the truck running onto a shoulder and then overturning. He was treated for minor injuries. The scene is charged with careless driving. Trooper said about 60,000 pounds of Busch beer was tossed on the trailer. Busch is not a big beer that's advertised a lot anymore. Used to be. It had a great singing logo, Busch Bavarian Beer, and somebody yodeled.
But, they don't do it anymore.
It's pretty good. It really is pretty good beer, I think. But on the roadway, it doesn't do much good. I wonder if they had a big, foaming head on that.
I would imagine yes.
And if some people driving by would say, hey, I'd like to get down there and drink some of that, but I don't want to lick it up off the asphalt. All right. It's 7:38 now, Steve and Ted. And we have, I think I told you this earlier in the week, we've got some flu at my daughter's house. One of my granddaughters, Mary, came down with the flu. And my daughter, Stacy's doing something going on with her, coughing and whatnot. Anyway, they're sick.
Ugh.
And so last night, in order to just help them out over there, my wife took a meal over to them. And it was I got to tell you, she spent most of the afternoon working on this. It was a quiche, a really nice quiche, with a baked potato casserole. Now, Ted, you are familiar with that baked potato casserole.
Pretty tasty.
That St. Shelley puts together.
Mm-hmm.
That is some tasty stuff right there. But I think they're mostly getting over it.
It may not make you better, but it can't make you worse.
it tastes good.
Fortify you. Oh, yeah.
I think my twin granddaughters are 11, and I'm thinking Jocelyn was saying she's the one who didn't get it there in her classroom. The other classroom, like half of the kids are out. So just, how it is when an atmosphere like that, bang, it just takes over. All right, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Jed, I'm going to throw a curve at you. I don't know if we're ready for this or not. But
we're
talking about downloading that free KNSS app from the App Store. And then you leave us a comment by going to menu and click talkback. And we play the responses on the Steve and Ted show. We got another response
this
morning. Yeah.
Just a note to all Wichitans and Kansans, as you're driving down the highway, you see somebody flip a cigarette butt out the window. We're under a red flag warning. We've lost a lot of farmland, a lot of homes, a lot of property. Let's call 911 and get them turned in. I did that yesterday. They said that is not a wasted call. They took the tag number, the make, the car, the location. They said they would follow up on it. So I encourage everybody, when you see it, call 911. Get them turned in.
Wow. Interesting. Hmm. All right. He's using his talk back there to alert us on something you can do if you see somebody possibly starting one of these big prairie fires. Again,
I'd be on the phone all the time if I called out every time I saw somebody flicking. I know in these conditions it's pretty dangerous.
Download the free KNSS app from the App Store and then leave us that comment as you heard right there. And you can hear your comments on the radio right here with Steve and Ted. Well, of course, the fire danger continues because we still haven't had any rain. for I don't know how long. Can you remember last time it rained, Ted? I really can't, but it's a dry out there. Now, the wind has died down, which is one of the biggest factors in fighting these fires. But still, it's dry out there, and anything can touch it off.
I can't remember the last time it rained or like specifically what day it was. I can remember that it was a drop or two hitting a windshield, not even enough to make the sidewalks wet.
Right. Nothing that...
That's all we've had in the last 2 or 3 months, really.
No substantial rain. Then we had some moisture here a couple of weeks ago, and it all came down in ice.
Yeah, we had sleet.
And it was ugly. So, yeah, we're ready for just a nice little...
But we are way behind on precip
gentle
the
spring
last
rain.
3 or 4 months.
By the way, I noticed, and while I was running yesterday afternoon... no, I didn't run yesterday. I'm sorry. The day before, I noticed that the robins had showed up.
Yeah, I saw a couple of robins hopping around. That's a sign of spring.
Yeah, Shelly said we had a couple of great big fat ones out in our front yard. Mm-hmm. But we've had robin nests in our pine tree almost every year. So I'm thinking they may be coming back from Capistrano or wherever they go. So, yeah, it's a good sign when the robins start showing up that spring could be coming up soon. The grass maybe is turning green and have to get my lawnmower.
Haven't seen that yet.
Have to pull out my lawnmower and get it ready to go, right?
Of course, you'll start seeing at some point daffodils and tulips will start coming up.
Those are the first ones?
Those are always one of the first ones. Haven't seen any yet.
All right. It's 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. A new effort to develop the Kansas workforce. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.